Thanks for listening to this sermon recorded at Holy Innocents Episcopal Church during one of our principal services. This sermon was based upon the lectionary readings for the day. To stay connected at Holy Innocents, friend us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, or check us out on the web. Thanks for listening, and stay connected. So normally in the 9 a.m. service, I have the community participate with me, and I thought, it's a feast day, so let's let the 11:15 participate in the homily a little bit too. You guys up for that? Yeah, sure. Okay, so here's what's going to happen. I'm going to say out loud, taste and see that the Lord is good, and you're going to say back, happy are they who trust in him. Are you ready? Taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are they who trust in him. Oh, okay, let's try this one more time. I'm going to say, taste and see that the Lord is good, and I'd like for you to try to smile when you say it, okay? Taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are they who trust in him. So it happened during our youth pilgrimage in 2013 to Ireland. We'd been walking a lot, and the focus of our journeys had been to find God around us. We wanted to experience God in the fields, in the mountains, in the land, in our prayers, and with one another. On this particular day, we walked in simply knowing one thing. The place that we were going had once been called special. We weren't sure where we were going. We really weren't sure how we were going to get there or how long it would take. But we trusted our guide and one another with all of our being. Reaching the top of a ridge just near Mount Brandon Con, our guide turned to us and said, "All right now, stay together." And with a skip and a hop, this 6'5" Irishman disappeared right off the edge of the mountain. As we descended into the bottom, the journey simply became amazing. It's like we were being transported. In the distance, you could hear the sound of the ocean crashing against the waves. You could hear the fair cry of a lamb here and there. And in the initial descent, we were met with a fog. It was thick. It was cold. You could feel it on your skin. You could feel it in your bones. You could feel it in your heart. And as it rolled in on top of us, you could see the ground below your feet, but not the person standing right in front of you. At times, I could hear Khan calling out from the future, "Joshua, are you there?" "I'm here," I'd say. "Joseph, I'm here. Aaron, I'm here. Rachel, here. Maddie, Aaron, here." It's like as Khan called our names, they were being called for the first time. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are they who trust in him. In the midst of the fog, the echo of our voices could be heard chattering against the rocks. There was laughter at times and a slight sort of awe at others. Voices cried out, "Where are we?" And others, "I'm a little bit scared." And after what seemed like hours, but was probably no more than about 20 or 30 minutes, we descended below the fog, and there it was, the green fields, an ancient 3rd or 4th century place of life and worship. Now, I can't really tell you why, but when we arrived there, we found ourselves, pilgrims, hugging and laughing and high-fiving and praying and celebrating and hoping. We had made it to a place that few had ever been to, even fewer actually knew of. And yet it felt like in that moment, in that instant, that we had worshiped and prayed there for years. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are they who trust in him. The truth is, in every year, in every month, in every week, we as Christians go through moments that change us. Moments where we enter the fog of life unsure of where we are going, listening to the voices of friends and guides, but trusting, maybe even faithing, that the journey will get us there and we will be known. Try it. Look at the person sitting next to you and say, "I see you. I see you." Come on, look, find someone else. Say, "I see you. I see you." Being seen is great. Being seen is great. But the joy of being known is incomprehensible. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are they who trust Him. Today, here on this, the Feast of All Saints, in this valley full of flowers and friends and light, we are doing more than remembering those who have gone before. We're doing more than calling to mind those who have entered the great cloud of witnesses, and as we did at 9 a.m., ritually initiating new believers. Today, in the genius of our tradition, we take time to hold up our lives, to hold up our situations, our prayers, our dilemmas, our past, our presents, and our futures before God, and we dare to believe again that the Spirit is up to something in the world. Today, in this dance of liturgy and life, we declare to believe that real life plus prayerful action yields gospel possibility. Let me say that again. We dare to believe, as people of faith, that real life plus prayerful action yields gospel possibilities. Sometimes this life with God is really scary. Like the disciples in our reading today, we know and have experienced that following Jesus is not a punch card for conflict aversion, but an invitation to an honest conversation. We know that being a disciple of Jesus is not a meal card with access to the most bountiful feast at every meal, but a cloak to wear outside as we feast with those coldly in need. Oh, my friends, if you've been following this Jesus like the disciples of old, you will know and remember that our reward is not in some ready-made blue-chip path paved in gold for us to follow, but a pilgrim's life chasing arrows painted on rocks in the fog, trusting that those who went before us will not lead us astray. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are they. And isn't that why days like today are so full of life and hope for us? Can you feel it in the air? It's days like today where we as Episcopalians come together with baptisms and flowers and smoke, which some people have allergies to. But you can smell it. You can taste it. You can see it. It's days like today where we reorient ourselves, where we claim that radical hope together in the mystery of God, that real life experiences plus prayerful action will always yield gospel possibilities. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are they. In just a couple of minutes, it may seem like a small thing, but some powerful things are going to happen. In just a couple of minutes, restating our baptismal covenant together, we will together reclaim our roles as those on the journey with God, as those in the world and in the church agreeing together about some really radical things. This morning, we added to our numbers new prophets and teachers and healers and truth tellers, and we don't know which baby that cried is going to be which, but we know that they're joining us. I look around the room, and I see among us prophets and teachers and healers and truth tellers. People with gifts discovered, and those with gifts yet to be discovered. But that's why we're here. Because as the church, that's what we do. We discover. And we pray, and we love, and we serve. So today, when the asperging happens and you feel the water hit your brow or your hand or the back of your neck, or maybe you even just feel the water coming towards you, take your real life. Close your eyes and add a little prayerful action. And let's watch the gospel possibilities emerge. Not just for you, but for all of us. Lisa, are you there?
I'm here.
Frank, are you there?
Here.
Craig, are you there?
Here.
John, are you there? Joe, are you there? Amen.